Why
Blog Talk Radio.
Thy Lord is on my side. Why should I worry? Don't save me high. Is to me my fortress. Why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His answer save me high? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His answer save me high? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His answer save me high? He is to me a fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His answer saves me high? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when His hands have saved me high? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance of sin. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance of faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance of faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. This is Archbishop Stephen John Buford of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. We thank God for bringing us thus far. We're in the final quarter of the year, which is the September month. And today, we commemorate the September 11th incident that took place 11 years ago here in America. And we pray for forgiveness. And we pray for repentance, for people to get right with God and do the right thing and live in the perfect will of God, so that when we leave this earth, we shall be with Jesus. Today, I'm led to share with us on the top the consequences of fear, doubt, and unbelief. The consequences, the effects of fear, doubt, and unbelief. The opposite of faith is fear. When you don't have faith, then you have fear. Fear has torment. The scripture says, fear has torment. 366 times the word of God is mentioned, fear not. The word fear not is mentioned in the scriptures 356. And which means every day God says to you, fear not. God says to you, fear not, my son, my child, fear not. There are so many things that will make you fear. The devil makes you fear the terrorists and all kinds of people, terrorizing people. But thank God for Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind whereby we can shout over Father. God does not want us to live in fear. Fear is bondage. You are not sure. That's the meaning of fear. But when you have God, why will you fear? Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 2. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. God was speaking to the Israelites. He said, thou art mine, O Jacob, O Israel, thou art mine. Fear not, for I am with you. When you go through the fires, I will be with you. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. God has established a covenant relationship with Israel. We are the spiritual Israel of today through the blood of Abraham, through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus links us to the blood lineage. And through that blood, we are identified with Christ. And what God promised the scripture applies to us. God said, fear not. We, his people, must not fear what the devil will do. Because we have God, we don't fear. Because we have Christ, we don't fear what the devil is doing. We have faith in God. We have confidence in God. We have trust in God. We believe in him. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are still me? He's to me, my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? The word of God says, fear not. Because we have God on our side. When you have God on your side, one with God is his majority. Peter walked on the waters because he was looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. Once upon a time, Jesus beckoned on Peter and said, come, let's walk on the water. And Peter began to walk on the water with Jesus until Peter took his eyes off the water. Peter took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at the waves and storms and the waters bellowing, and then he doubted God, and he looked away from Jesus, and he began to sink. When you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you will not sink. You will not be drowned. But when you take your eyes off Jesus, you are filled with fear of what you are seeing around you, then you can bound. You find yourself drowning. Today I speak to you that spirit of fear will come out of you. God has given you the spirit of boldness and the power of his sound mind, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Why will you doubt God, the Almighty God who created heaven and earth? The 12 spies went to spy the land of promise, and when they came home, 10 of them said, we are not able to take the land. The giants are there, we were like grasshoppers. They call themselves grasshoppers. In Numbers chapter 13, and then Numbers chapter 14, the 10 spies call themselves grasshoppers. You know, that's what a lot of people do today. They underread themselves, won't underread God. God is almighty, God is sovereign, God is so powerful. He has the strength to do everything. Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that is the world. Why will you fear when the Lord is on your side? Thomas Didymus said, unless I see where Jesus was nailed, the nailed hand, the pierces, where the nail pierces in his body and on his legs and on his feet and on his hands, then I wouldn't believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet they believe. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry? When you can pray, why worry? When you can pray, trust in Jesus. He knows that way. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry? When you can pray. Why worry when you can pray? Which means why pray when you can worry? Worry does not solve any problems. You cast all your problems, all your needs upon God in prayers and he takes over from you. Why will you worry and fear and disturb yourself and then doubt God when you doubt? The book of James chapter 1, verses 6 and 8. James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. See, when you ask God, ask believing, not in doubting. You ask with faith, not wavering. Anyone that is double-minded cannot receive anything from God. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. When you are double-minded, you are not sure, you are just guessing, you don't have confidence, you don't have trust, you don't have hope in God, then it is misery. The scripture says, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. When you trust God, you trust heaven, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he will fight your battles for you. Doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas. Doubting, doubting. There are so many doubting Thomases today. They don't believe. They don't trust God. They trust in themselves, they trust in other things, but they can't trust God. God is calling you today to begin to have confidence, to begin to have hope, to begin to have absolute trust in him and his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Jesus said, blessed are those that haven't seen, but they believe. Don't be a doubting Thomas. The one who wants to see things before they believe. In Job chapter 3, verse 25, the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 25, Job said, the thing that I fear has happened to me. The thing that I greatly fear have come to happen to me. Are there things you fear in your life? You don't have to fear no more. There are things you fear that this is going to happen, you fear that that is going to happen, you fear that this is going to happen, you fear that that is going to happen. And because you are afraid, you have opened up yourself for the devil to attack you. And Job was attacked by the devil, he feared the devil. Because of the fear he has, the devil took advantage. See, Job chapter 3, verse 25. The thing that I fear has happened to me. Job was so scared of his children, was so scared, was so filled with fear. Fear has torment. Scripture says, the fearful, the abominable shall have their part in the lake which burned with fire. Faith without works is dead. The opposite of fear is faith. We need to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, faith in the Word of God, faith, confidence, hope. God honors faith. God honors faith. God honors faith. Why will you have doubt and fear in your heart and lose what God wants to do for you? Today, God is calling you to begin to have your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, begin to trust God. To have confidence and hope in him, for he is able to see you through. You don't need to fear no more. The Lord Jesus Christ is with us. He said, "Lo, I'm with you even to the end of the earth." And so all you need to do is to pray and believe the word of God, pray and believe and trust and hope and have confidence in God Almighty, for He is able to do all things. I want to pray with you right now. And if you have the spirit of fear in you, God is removing that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, inferiority complex, chicken-heartedness, every form of fear. We bound you, we bound you, we bound you, we root you out, we cast you out, we rebuke you. We plead the blood of Jesus against you in the name of Jesus. God, give us your spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. We shall not be afraid of the terror that moves by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. God, give your spirit of boldness, make us to be as bold as a lion, fearless as a tiger. God is calling you today to a life of boldness and of power and of authority and of a sound mind. May that mind be in you right now. May that spirit be in you right now. The spirit of boldness and of power of His sound mind. May that spirit possess you right now. In the name of Jesus, receive all that God has for you. In the name of Jesus, receive supernatural divine wisdom, knowledge and understanding, a recent memory, an excellent spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will not fear no more. You have trust and confidence. Feel free to write us this week, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Visit our website, ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. Feel free to call us on the call phone and call for prayer, counseling, and whatever. Area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899. Or you can call the other line, area code 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. You can also email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. We are there for you. Pray with you to cancel, with you to answer any of your questions. We also invite you to watch it with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LF2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We meet there every Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. for World Explosion and Miracle Services, and also on Thursdays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday by 7 p.m. we have praise and worship, testimony, prayer conferences. We have the Rema Bible College. We have teachings and prayer administrations. Especially on Sunday night, 7 p.m., we have special evening services for everyone. Come, that you may know the truth. The truth has set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The narrow way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Today, the Lord is calling you to come and receive all that God has for you. Felicia and I will welcome you to Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We invite you to come with your friends and family, and God will do you good. We pray God to bless this word into your heart, that you will be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer alone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers and people from all over the world. Email it to them. Mail this link, this message, this email. Forward it to them. Let them know that fear has torment. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. We're not going to fear no more. We're going to have the spirit of boldness. God bless you for listening. In Jesus' name.